What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Okay, I'm unmuted. Is this the part where I talk about who I am? Good thing. Okay, sorry. Anyway... Yeah, no, that makes sense. So my name is Rachel, and I... Hold on. Yeah.
Hey, what's up? We're on in an hour, right? Now? I thought we started an hour from now. It says 3 right o'clock now. Central on RBN's website.
Right now, and we need to tell the listeners exactly what's going on, and it's right now.
Oh, my God, dude. Do me a favor. Do you have Dr. Alan Sobrowski's number? Hold on. I'll give it to you. I need you to call him for me. Hang on. Shit. Play some music. Play some of my music. Do you have any of my music up? No. I'm not coming. Am I live right now?
Yes.
Oh, well, I thought I was on an hour. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just a minor scheduling hiccup. We're going to be having Dr. Alan Sobrowski on, former director of studies at U.S. Army War College. I am, like, really just dying to hear what he has to say about all of this business. Rachel, you have any news for us while I get this taken care of?
Okay, so, as of right now, my name is Rachel, and I'm the co-host of RTR Truth Media. And thank you so much for having me on the show. I know there's quite a bit going on in the news, so events to cover, even up to the minute. Okay, thanks. Anyway, all right. Let's just repeat real fast.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We took. I just found out that Mike wasn't going to be here. I think it was a few hours back, and told John I would fill this in, but I always get messed up on the damn time scheduling, the daylight savings nonsense. Always happens. But
I think the entirety of this is going to sound a little bit like the War of the Worlds. People just tuning in, they're like, what the hell? What the hell is going on?
That's a great point, Rachel. Well said.
Yeah. Sorry, we're just running our skit of War of the Worlds right now, you know, and as if 2020 couldn't get any weirder. But I do have some news to fill in if we're waiting for Tom and Chris. You're with us, right?
Yes, I'm here. We definitely have a lot of news going on. It seems like just like with the JFK case back in the 60s and into the 70s, people were being whacked over it. It seems like anybody related to the Epstein case kind of just drops like flies, too. It's pretty much no different. And we have news recently today. A judge, actually, who got the case here in New Jersey, a New Brunswick judge, Miss Salas, I believe, was her last name. That's at least the husband's name. They got a phone call I'm sorry, not a phone call. Somebody came to their door in a FedEx uniform, apparently, and was I don't know if they were gunning for the judge or what, but they shot the husband a few times, and he's in critical condition. And the son came, the 20-year-old son came to see what was going on with the noise and everything, and he was shot point blank in the heart, one shot dead. So he is deceased. And the judge, who I believe was either the target or just made as a message, hey, you know, shut up, don't get involved, you know, don't dig deep, let this go, that type of thing. It sounds like it was a message, if anything else, to the judge. But that's definitely the most recent death count related to the Epstein sordidness that I know of.
Eerily close to home, when I was a young boy, I think I was about 12 years old, there was something going on with my father. He was, of course, he was a judge at the time. And I had, on two different occasions, they tried to stop and kidnap me. And then a couple weeks after that, they pulled up in front of my dad's house and unloaded inside of my dad's house. And what they didn't know is my dad had steel walls, steel in the walls where he's at. Weren't going to get through that. But, man, I tell you what, people don't play, man. Don't play.
Yeah. Yeah. they have the resources and the moral compass or lack thereof to get that stuff accomplished, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I wanted to cover today, and because we have Mike's audience, we're really sorry about that rocky start. Really thought I was off the air. I apologize for that. That's what I don't like to cuss on air either. I thought I was really not on. But we're going to have Dr. Alan Zabrowski here probably in about an hour. We'll look forward to that right around then. He should answer for you when call him in about an hour. But what a perspective. Remember the recording that famous recording now that we heard of Dr. Zabrowski? They did it. You ever hear that?
You're asking about what specifically?
Yeah. Ever heard Zabrowski's
real life? Oh, Zabrowski, I'm sorry. I am familiar with the gentleman, yes. Not as intimately as others, maybe. But yes, I know who he is.
He's been to Iran on, he's back fine. One crime gets accomplished. And, I think Brendan O'Connell went. Played well with others, I don't know. He had a pretty decent vision of how to deal with all this. And we were starting to do and what I call is the pressure relief valve scenario happened. In a office, you had all these conservatives who put their hand up, lock and load, and do all this. And it wasn't great. It was the partisan politics. But you had people that were actually willing to commit to doing something about it. Then along came Trump. And the pressure relief, I call it the pressure relief valve. All these people, oh, we're okay now. You will lead the way.
Yeah.
I don't mean to. I know there's a lot of people that are hopeful, that remained hopeful for Trump, that he was going to be some kind of savior. And I'm not trying to pee on your cornflakes there, folks. It's not even Trump, really. It's the problem with me. Once you've done the research that we've done and you take it all the way back to the Civil War, realize that it's not the man in the office that's the problem. It's the office itself. We've allowed far too much to go on. Far too much hurt process by which they was even created to control it. And I take it back, Professor Thomas Woods is not an unreasonable uneducated conspiracy theorist. And it was from him that I learned about one of the southern states actually kidnapping their representatives to forcefully seat them, which you can't really do because it's against his will, to ratify the 14th Amendment that created U.S. citizenship. Why is that important? was talking with a friend of mine the other day over this gun issue, the firearms. I said, firearms? Why? Firearms. I said, because that's a legal designation. It didn't even exist when the Second Amendment was written. Well, we have citizenship. We have a centralized bank, just like the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto said. Nationalized citizenship that makes everybody a citizen of this behemoth. It's exactly what they always want, and this is what they got. And you talk to conservatives today, and you try and explain this to them, and they look at you like you're goofy. It reminds me of that Plato, that saying by Plato, strange times these are, when old people and children in school are taught falsehoods, and the one who dares to speak the truth is at once called a lunatic and a fool.
Yeah.
Know this stuff, Chris. Rachel, I mean, you can't.
You're absolutely right. To tell the truth today is a revolutionary thing. The truth is becoming a hate word. It's hate speech today, if you want to be honest about it. I can't tell the truth on certain platforms.
Now, throughout the course of history, human history, when a nation would do something to you, or a group of people would do something to you that you didn't like, or was bad for you, or evil, whatever it was, would you love them? Hate kept people alive. Misplaced hate, bigotry is probably not a great thing to have, but hatred itself, they've taken an emotion that is necessary for the survival of civilizations, and they've just warped it into Orwellian control, like contact tracing. I was waiting. I figured, you know, it's got to be within 6 months we'll hear the police start using that for their investigations. Man, it wasn't even 2 weeks. It wasn't even 2 weeks, and they're like, yeah, we're getting hold of the protesters, and we're actually we're contact tracing like we do for our COVID, man said.
Oh yeah. Speaking of contact tracing, Brian Young at High Impact Flicks covered an awesome, not awesome for what the content is, but he should have covered it. I'm glad he did. A couple actually got a health, you know, a memo in the mail saying they needed to quarantine themselves for 2 weeks by the health minister of their area. And they didn't sign it because they didn't like the other verbiage and definitions in the contract. You know, it wasn't that they weren't going to quarantine. They were. But they didn't want to sign their names to the rest of what was being offered on that contract. So they didn't. Well, health minister and police came to their door and said, because of the fact that they didn't sign the document, they're now in, you know, they're disobeying and they're not willing to quarantine. Therefore, they're a health risk to the community. They made them wear ankle bracelets like they're criminals. And they couldn't go more than 200 feet from their house or they will become fugitives because of quarantine issues with COVID without any test. Is this America?
Yeah, it's the Bolshevik states of communitarian America. That's what it is.
There you go.
Now, I know that Larkin, Texas, man, he can knock this out of the park and explain it backwards and forwards. And but the way I look at communitarianism is the agenda, like, it's the fusion of corporate fascism and communism into one hybrid totalitarian regime. And we have it's everywhere around us right now, from the way they're training the police to be social change agents, hiring order followers that will just do what they're told rather than critically think. You know, all this, all the same complaints that, and I've warned this to people, you know, some people, like your hardcore totalitarian flavored cult members, you know, on the right side, will immediately accuse you of being a lefty, man, because you're complaining just like Black Lives Matter. Well, not quite. It's not a racial issue. It's a control issue, and it's a totalitarian issue. It's a government issue. That's what it is. You can try and hide it and attack it from the side, defund them, and do all this other kind of nonsense. And it's a misdirection. It always has been. This is why I'm so sure when Albert Pike's statue went down, I said, the nihilists have finally been unleashed. This is exactly what Bruce and I said for years was coming. we tried, brother, when I tell you, I went into North Philadelphia, I went into Camden, gave lectures to almost completely black audiences to warn them that they were about to be gaslit and that Whitey was going to be the problem. Don't fall for it, because they will use you like Stalin used what he called useful idiots back in the Soviet Union. And when you become disillusioned and realize that the system isn't really helping you like you thought they were, lined up against the wall and shot. I don't know what more I can do to tell them. Look, read Albert Pike's Three World Wars. Some people think that letter to Mazzini was a fraud. It was not. I don't believe so, because even if it was, as long back as we had it, how many of the things have come to pass? So if it was some sort of fraud, whoever was the writer, who cares?
Yep, I agree. Just like the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. You know, fraud or not, it's a blueprint.
Oh, yeah, but you're an anti-Semite. What I love the most is does the show with me, Rachel. Born and raised an Orthodox Jewish girl. I don't hate Rachel because she was born Ashkenazi. Matter of fact, I'm impressed, and I'm kind of in awe that she can stand in opposition against certain doctrines that her entire family is mired to, and be able to do that.
If anyone's gonna hate me, I prefer for it to be by my bad stand-up jokes, because at least it's based on merit, one way or another. But hey, Tom, you've got it right. Yeah. This is all about medical martial law. I just want to let you know, I think we've got a caller trying to come through. Alan from Texas.
Oh, is that Alan? Like the Alan, I think. All right, who is that? Oh, good one.
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it Dr. Alan Sorosco?
No, Alan.
We're trying to get Alan. No, Alan Sobrowski. He said he might not be able to do it now, if it was a little later than he thought. But we're going to try and grab him. But Alan from Texas?
No, it's Andy from Texas.
Andy from Texas. Well, we'll get something right eventually.
No, hey. So you were talking about Albert Pike and Mazzini. And so I was wondering, in his Third World War, it's the atheists versus the Christians. So have we determined who the atheists are? And what does atheist mean? Does that mean that you don't believe in Jesus? Does that make you an atheist? Because then the Jewish people could be the atheists. Okay, if it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Who's determining what atheist is?
Well, here's the thing. And this is where it gets confusing and people get confused. But I try and make it real simple. I happened to be cruising the CIA reading room one morning, and I came across, and I was shocked, when I tell you I was shocked, that the entire country hadn't heard about this. President Truman's CIA daily briefing reports that we get on his desk every day were released to the public. And in those revelations that were being told to the president, he was being told that 80% of the emigres flooding into Palestine between 1946 and 48 were Jewish. They were Jewish by identity, but they were communists. They were Bolsheviks, much like the Red Army kind of whole thing there. You know the demographics of that. But what's significant about this is that they wore this identity. Now, you kind of jump forward and look at Shabbat a little bit, right? You have your Talmud, or the Torah is very clear. Jews were not to return until the Messiah came. Period. End of story. That's what the Bible says. It's a wrap. Well, now you have this ultra-Orthodox, and I've seen thousands of them flood to the streets of New York and protest the state of Israel. I still don't agree with them on their doctrines, religious doctrines, but I give them kudos for taking a stand for what their actual Torah act says. These people wore Jewish identity. They were Bolsheviks, and they used that identity to penetrate America. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovine. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal, good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening. I apologize for the unorganized start to the show. I was driving home, and we should be all good from here.
That's not Mike Rivero, by the way. That's Chris Witzer. Mike
exactly.
Out for a while, and we're covering for him. Just so you know, it was a last-minute kind of thing, so we apologize for the rough start, and I apologize. I think I got caught with a little tiny bit of a cuss on, and I really, really apologize for that. I don't like to do that on the air. It is everything. John and I just talked about that. Apparently, Ryan Dawson came on and covered the show, and he let a couple of those bombs slip out, and we don't do that on RBN. So I just like to apologize real quick. I'm switching over. Chris, you want to jump in there?
Yeah, I'm here and I'm back at my humble abode. I was just driving home from the office. We have a lot of news today. And as usual, it looks like they are saturating the news so that you pretty much can't catch it all unless you're just sitting there, you know, watching Twitter feeds and TikTok and all the news. But Rachel's done a very good job, actually, of putting all this stuff together. Do you have some stuff for us, Rachel? She might be driving.
Rachel, right. The two-minute wonder when you go to her when she's on pause.
No, I understand, and we were both kind of coming back.
I love it. I get used
I
to these.
I paused my mic so there's no background noise. But anyway, I was just searching for a link because I know we were talking about earlier this shooting that happened with the judge related to the Epstein case. And I believe there's some updates on that. One, I know that there's a connection to Deutsche Bank. And then secondly, I believe the shooter was found, quote unquote, suicided. So I'm just trying to find a link
that
regarding those updates.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yep. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it seemed like a big, you know, hey, this is a message. Just like they did, like I said, with the JFK case back in 63, when Israel, with the help of elements from our own government and others, took out the 35th president of the United States at high noon on Elm Street in Dealey Plaza as a Freemasonic ritual, if you will. That happened. And after that, all the witnesses, literally one by one, were just knocked off like dominoes. I mean, you can literally read into 75 plus solid evidence, everything there to back it. People, witnesses that were close to the JFK assassination that have been murdered. That is the case. That is the truth. And it seems like the same thing is happening with anyone that's connected to the Epstein case. We have this judge out of New Jersey connected to Deutsche Bank. Her husband, who is in critical condition, is a defense lawyer. I was looking into him at work today, and I didn't get a whole lot of background on him. But, you know, I don't know if there was some ties to him or his, you know, attorney work. But obviously, you're a defense attorney. You're going to make some enemies if you're any good at it. And you've been doing it for any length of time. Just like if you're a judge, like Tom explained with his father, you make enemies. But more than that, I think it's her connection to the fact that she just got the case with Epstein not too long ago. I think that is the red flag. If I was a betting man, that's what I would bet. But we are looking into this stuff now to get more on the shooter. I'm looking into it right now. There's also other things going on in the news, of course. Over in Israel, we have protesters in front of Netanyahu's house day in and day out for the last few days. They're protesting the fact that he's still the prime minister despite three active indictments. And his trial starting, you know, bribery, corruption, all sorts of stuff. But basically, what I'd like to address is the fact that we are so divided as a country. And it's not a matter of your skin color or the melanin of your skin, right? That's what they want it to be about. It's about class and it's about your status. You know, what club are you a part of? And if you're not a part of the big club, like George Carlin put it, you're not a part of it. Why try? Why become a cop? Why think that you're on their side and that you're going to make some change from the inside? Unfortunately, it's either you who will be changed from the inside, or they will silence you or Epstein you, suicide you if you don't want to go along. It's very, very simple. Go along to get along. Or, of course, play a whole different song. You have to get yourself out of the system. And there's definitely ways to do that. You know, people act like there's only one way. There's multiple ways to do this, but you have to know what you're doing. You can't just opt to get out of the system, stop paying your taxes, get rid of your license, and just expect that everything's going to go smooth. That's not how it works. Nothing. I'll tell you that much. I haven't been on this earth as long as some of you, but I've been along long enough to know that much. We'll be right back after the break, guys. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Thank you so much for listening to the Mike Rivero Show. This is, of course, Chris Switzer, co-host from RTR Truth Media on RBN, filling in for Mike Rivero today, along with Tom Lacabara Stewart and Rachel D. Tobias. Right before the break, we were talking about, of course, the FedEx suspect who came to the door of Judge Esther Salas, who seemingly wanted to target the judge, but made multiple gunshots on her husband, who was a defense attorney as well, and then killed their 20-year-old son, one shot to the heart, unfortunately. And this suspect, come to find out, isn't some thug. I mean, you could consider him a thug, but isn't some unemployed gangster off the street. No, no, no. According to RT, this is an attorney, okay? Here it is, RT article today, just breaking. An attorney suspected of shooting the family of Judge Esther Salas has been found dead of gunshot wounds in a vehicle in Rockland, New York, according to authorities who believe the wounds were self-inflicted. So he Epsteined himself, involved in the Epstein case. The man was found dead in a car on Route 17 in Sullivan County wearing a FedEx uniform, law enforcement sources told local media. He was reportedly an attorney whose case was heard by Judge Salas in 2015. Authorities are investigating whether a gun found at the scene of the death, which they presume to be a suicide,
matches the one that killed Salas' son and wounded her husband on Sunday during the attack at their North Brunswick, New Jersey home. So there isn't much other than that connection. He was connected to a case back in 2015, apparently, to the judge, Judge Esther Salas. But also here, a disguised gunman shoots husband and son of federal judge investigating, I guess, the Deutsche Bank angle. So there's the Deutsche Bank angle right there, is what she was actually investigating in regard to the Epstein sordid case. So she's investigating the Deutsche Bank investor money laundering stuff related to Epstein and this whole sordid mess. It just gets, you know, thicker and thicker and thicker. If you remember the surgeon, you know, the plastic surgeon for Epstein was found dead a few months ago, actually. He went down in a plane crash. If you're anyone related or involved in these people's, you know, sickening scandals and sordid messes, do not get on an airplane. Do not get on a motorboat of any sort if you value your life. That's two of the most famous modes of whacking people. You hear it all the time, you know. JFK Jr., up in a plane down, you know. Anybody at all that speaks out or has anything to say, they're on a boat. They never come back. Fish food. That's just what they do. Those are two of the most common ways to dispose of people who they no longer have use for. You know, their mortal coil. This just seems to be the way of the world.
Chris, there's three points on this I want to bring up, and I do think this case is so important, especially with that Deutsche Bank angle, because once you unravel the money trails and you go through who's connected that way, it brings down so many people. You know, we know about Leslie Wexner sponsoring Jeffrey Epstein. We know that his whole, you know, marketing company was a whole front and everything like this. And it's highly suspicious. This whole thing stinks to me, especially, you know, it's tough. I don't want to give anything that's just strictly my speculation, but the fact that this guy was connected to her through an attorney sounds like a setup to me. It sounds like, I don't know if he really quote unquote, you know, suicided himself. It just sounds like the perfect person to just throw at the judge and then suicide himself. So it wouldn't be someone they missed, and we could write it off as, oh, maybe he was angry at her for a former case and that's that. I mean, exactly. It just seems a little bit too neat and organized for me. Another angle I want to give to this is the fact that he was dressed up as a FedEx person. I mean, quite honestly, if he wanted to take her out, I'm not saying he should. I'm not advocating this. But couldn't he just hang out outside her house and wait till he saw her and then shoot her? Like, the whole thing sounds really weird to me. I mean, shooting, you know, it just sounds sloppy. It sounds way too sloppy. I think that if they really wanted to take her out, they could. I know that sounds crazy.
Oh, yeah. But they want to have degrees of separation and plausible deniability, as always.
Yeah.
What they do, and I don't know, you know, who this attorney was. I haven't looked much more into it other than that one article from RT so far. But if I had to guess, I'd say that this attorney wasn't, you know, on the up and up. I'm sure he wasn't doing, you know, excellent in his life. He's probably from, you know, estranged family. He's probably on the outs with whoever he's with. I'm sure he has financial troubles. Usually they pick somebody like that and they give him a sweetheart deal they can't turn down. Hey, do this or else, you know, we're going to touch your family. We're going to touch this. We're going to do that. They say it all the time in movies and shows. They tell the truth in fiction. And they are told to do this by their superiors in the security apparatus because they're not told that they can say the truth because they'll break their security oath. But they are encouraged to fictionalize what they know and put it into stories and books and TV shows to get it out of their system that way. And, of course, you know, sprinkle it into the society so that we're not shocked when we see things like this.
Yeah, my own honest opinion on this was he was put up to it by somebody else and he probably didn't shoot himself. But that's my own personal speculation. I'm sure more details are going to come out. In terms of him wearing a FedEx uniform, I might be overthinking this, but I think it's important to remind viewers that's a wonderful angle to just scare everyone who's at home quarantining using FedEx, UPS to get everything they need, right? Because that helps facilitate the fear that people aren't safe in their own homes, even if they're quarantining, because, you know, you have to suspect the FedEx person or this person dropping off a package. So I think maybe you know, that's kind of part of the whole sensationalism of this story, and I wouldn't totally ignore that.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you 100%. It's no coincidence that she gets this money laundering black book, you know, case to Deutsche Bank in connection to Epstein and all this sordidness 4 days ago. It's not like she's had this case for 4 months, 4 years. 4 days ago, she gets this case. Okay. And 3 days later, after she gets the case, knock, 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 it's an attorney from 2015 in one of her cases just so happens to want to, you know, shoot up her family. I just don't buy it. It stinks.
Chris, another thing we have to remember too is I'm not surprised, given that this is also, you know, the craziest things seem to be happening right before this election year, and right before the election in November. And I do recall years ago, was there not a prosecutor for the DNC that ended up dead on a beach somewhere? Does that sound familiar to you?
There were people involved in the DNC related to, you know, the Clinton body count, you know, that I remember. I can definitely pull it up here.
Yeah, try to pull it up. I'm not referring to Seth Rich. I'm referring to, I think that there was specifically a prosecutor who is going over voter fraud or something like that, who ended up, I believe he, I don't know if it was on the East Coast, but they found him like in the water or something, dead.
Okay. I have one from August 6, 2016. Lead attorney in Hillary Clinton DNC fraud case found dead. And I don't know if it's the same one you're referring to, but this was Sean Lucas and filmmaker Ricardo Villalba served the DNC services. Okay. They're related to Wasserman, you know, Schultz.
Okay. It wasn't him. Wasserman. And I know this is going to be difficult because it's a large body.
There's
count,
so many of them.
It wasn't him terrible. That served the papers to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It was literally a prosecutor who was found dead in, like, you know, a beach or something. And it was very odd.
Yeah, so, like, if you were to go, I mean, I'm looking at Seth Conrad Rich, of course. That's the obvious one. But yes, you're absolutely right. And I definitely recommend anyone who isn't familiar with the quote-unquote Clinton body count, you can go to whatreallyhappened.com or .org, I'm sorry, one of those. You'll find it, just do a search engine on it, and just pull it up. You will see literally over 100, you know, credible, compelling names of important people who have been killed and moved out of the way, silenced, if you will, in, you know, in an effort to allow the Clinton crime syndicate to just do what they will and get away with whatever they wish. The Clintons, the Bushes, these presidential oligarch families who have become American aristocracy, these families are not pure, you know? They're not good. They're not moral. And that's the issue. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you think you represent or that you prefer to lean towards or that you support blindly. The issue is either side does not have the common man's interest at heart. This is the issue I want to drive home to anyone who's listening right now. Please, for the love of anything, put anything there, God, money, whatever you cherish above all else, for the love of it, please look into what I am telling you. All sides here, all sides, from the left, the right, it's a false right-left paradigm. They only give you two choices. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Because either choice you pick is going to be their selection. I mean, sure, they might have a plan where they've selected Trump, and I know Trump's going to win, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Biden looks so awful, you know, asleep with Alzheimer's, that of course Trump's going to win. Of course he's going to win. It doesn't make it the right choice.
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Oh, thank you. All right, I had to pop out back in again. I'm sitting here, I'm talking to you guys. I'm like, can anybody hear me? I'm trying to say something here. Clinton body count. That wasn't the one that got had the barbell dropped on his neck when he was ready, about to go testify, right?
No, we were talking about one from a...
God, there's so many. How can you choose?
There is so many, literally hundreds. Over 100 now.
Lord have mercy. That's not, you know, funny. It's funny, but it's not
the
funny.
80s.
My God.
Yeah, it's all connected. It's back from the Iran-Contra days and the Whitewater, you know, scandal.
Yep.
they've been at it for a long time, these Clintons, you know, and they've been
actually that. Found it.
Go ahead, Rachel.
God bless you. I love
Rachel
my team.
Found the prosecutor.
I really love my team.
Yes, I know. There is quite a body count. So it was a prosecutor in Florida found dead on a beach who was in charge of passports. So I'm going to post the link. Yeah, really interesting. And of course, we know Florida and New York hotbeds for Jeffrey Epstein. This was, I believe, 20.
I tried to say, Rachel, I tried to say about five times when we brought up Epstein, but my microphone apparently wasn't working, that I think that he was he probably had some kind of facial surgery and was sitting on a beach in Tel Aviv with a Mai Tai or something. That's where I think he was.
I mean, I don't know if he's dead in general, but I'm going to post this link. But the whole thing about the judge, you know, the attempted assassination, just for whatever reason, reminds me of this case. So I'm sending the link right now. He was a 37-year-old man. I think he had blunt trauma forced to him, and they found him dead on a beach in Florida. And I think he had been prosecuting people for fake passports. Mm. So I'm posting.
Did that tie into Lorena Fuddy at all? They put her in a position of in Hawaii of public records.
Okay. His name, I'm not sure. His name was Barrington J. Wisenton Jr.
Junior, yeah.
Say that.
That's the man. Yeah, say that three times fast.
So that's what I'm referring to. And I would be curious if he had any kind of ties to Epstein, because I think this was before Epstein was... I mean, some people have been tracking Epstein from the early 2000s. You know, and Ryan Dawson was certainly on the case quite a while ago. But I do wonder if he had any connection to Epstein or Ghislaine or any of these people. But yeah, he was found dead on a beach. And I don't know if that was ever resolved.
Another Florida resident definitely connected to the Epstein case right here. I found the article. I spoke a bit real briefly, was his plastic surgeon. I think that's pretty important. Brought to my, you brought it up again. I believe he did get plastic surgery after he was Epsteined in, the MMC, or if that's what it was called, the correctional facility. Renowned Florida plastic surgeon and experienced pilot who flew medical supplies to Haiti, another connection to the Clintons, after the 2010 earthquake, 59, is killed when his small private plane crashed in an Indiana soybean field. And that was just a few months ago. And he was right before the new year. I'm sorry. It was more than a few months ago. A lot has gone on. Oh, my goodness. Time flies. But yes, he was whacked after, you know, Epstein was supposedly found dead in his cell. And I believe he performed the plastic surgery to Epstein. He was the man that knew the new face. Boom. Get rid of him. He was also located in Florida, had connections to, of course, Haiti and the relief, all the scamming and the money laundering that went through that. We know the DNC and the Clintons Global Initiative was involved in that and all the fraud there with WikiLeaks. It's all tied together. These people on both sides, Republican, Democrat, they're just as corrupt. You know, they're friends behind closed doors. It's you they have fooled, the masses, the sheeple. And if you're awake, I'm not talking to you, and you know I'm not. If the shoe fits, wear it.
Wow. You know, I was curious because I mentioned Lorena Fuddy, who was the they put her in charge of public records in Hawaii, and she was the one issued Obama's birth certificate, which was why we knew it was a fraud anyway. I love it. They call us birthers, and that whole movement. You want to talk about created by the opposition? They had Obama being born, or all tied in with Africa. Nothing like that. If you look at this leader of the Sabud cult, Mohammed Sabud, Sumo Hawidi, I can't even say his name. When you look at this man and you superimpose his image and Obama's, they're a dead ringer. Now, his mother was a part of the Sabud cult. So was Lorena Fuddy, who, by the way, was the only one that got killed when a plane went very, very slowly down and did a water landing. The Cessna. Everybody got out alive of the plane. And somehow between the time they got out alive and the rescue, she was dead. And she was the only one that knew anything more about the birth certificates. That's how we knew the birth certificate was probably created in Hawaii by Fuddy. It's why you found so many layers. Sheriff Arpaio was absolutely correct that it was absolutely a fraud. Absolutely correct. And man, they went after him, boy. Woo, boy.
Yeah. And Obama was definitely groomed by the intelligence agency. You know, the CIA for one. He had definite ties to Zbigniew Brzezinski. He kind of, you know, groomed him as well. And his mother, Anne, who you were just talking about, tied into that cult, was also working for the CIA as well. You know, so.
Yes. How interesting that all these spooks, yeah. The spooks walk in these interesting circles. Now, nothing comes up for Cecilia Budi Dharma, which is the Sabud cult, or Mohammed Sabud and Mossad. I would be very interested to know the connections there. But just like New Zealand. Remember New Zealand, you know, the shooting happened, and Brian High Impact Flicks and I, we automatically started calling BS on this whole thing.
Right, right.
Saw them, right. And it just so happened that not long before that, there had been an earthquake. And that earthquake accidentally revealed the fact that the Mossad was in New Zealand, and they were tracking these terrorists at these mosques.
Isn't that interesting? They're just tracking. Right, you know, yeah, don't worry.
They're just contact tracing.
Yeah, we're on your side. Remember 9/11? You know, they got caught by the Jersey police at the time when they were cheering, you know, on top of the man and everything. You know, we're on your side. We're with you. It's the Palestinians. It's the Arabs.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Sirhan did it.
Yeah, we got him out special for this.
Oh, man. That poor guy. Not just a Palestinian, by the way. Palestinian Christian.
Yes.
Palestinian Christian. There is no way, ladies and gentlemen, that a true Palestinian Christian would assassinate a U.S. president. That whole thing stunk to high hell. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calls BS on that. And he was trying to have him released. And that's not because he's just a liberal. That's because Robert Kennedy knows a lot more about this stuff than most people do. And, of course, Michael Collins Piper knew a lot more about it than most people did, too. He did the research on it. And, you know, I have to say that I've done a lot of research and that has come up to those same conclusions. And here's the thing. It's called peer review. Michael Collins Piper investigated. This is what he came up with. Just like the 14th Amendment. When I investigate it, Bruce investigates it, Professor Tom Woods investigates it, whoever investigates it, we all come to a very similar conclusion of history once you really dig. The problem is those writing the history books. I wonder who those are. Rockefeller.
The quote-unquote winners. The winners write history.
Yep.
The winners write history. And General Patton said it, and I believe he was killed for it. He said, "We fought the wrong side during that war." What war? World War II. He was
not
talking
to say,
about
and, how, I don't think it was to say that necessarily we wouldn't have fought Germany, but the greater evil.
The communists. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he meant.
And then you have Michael Bjerknes, who was on No More News. He did an interview with Adam Green, and he has a video footage, and this is going way back, man. You can imagine how old this stuff is, of Adolf Hitler marching in the it was a memorial parade of a very famous communist that had just passed away, and there's Adolf Hitler marching in the parade with the communist armband on. Now I don't know. I wasn't there. Yeah. This is what he says. This is what his research goes to. I don't really know. I can't tell you that I get behind or don't get behind his theory because I have not investigated that angle to it. But that's what he says. So it would make sense why Hitler threw the game, man, because and looking over that war, he made some decisions that made absolutely no sense to me at all. And I took military science.
Strategically, yes.
Yes, strategically, right. It's like he threw the game. Mm. You know, and that's always bothered me. It's really bothered me.
Strategically,
you know?
not you know, overall. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, the whole thing always bothered me anyway. Well,
yeah.
But
from his perspective.
Well, yeah, right.
And I mean, it could have been to live another day. He was spotted in Argentina. He's been spotted in Texas after he was supposedly killed. You know, who knows?
Surgeon as Epstein, you know.
But, you know, this it makes sense to me. I was talking to John Statmiller last night, and he's kind of like – he's kind of tired of the Trump bashing because he's a conservative, and it's coming from an inauthentic place, right? Not that the administration doesn't deserve its fair share of criticism. It's just that who it's being criticized by and about. Like, if I were the Mossad, I could not have created better assets than the squad.
Yeah.
If you repulse everybody with a conscience and a heartbeat away from supporting something, have them jump on. Have them jump on to repulses people to not want to take up that. Look, this is why I had to pull myself out of that right left paradigm. Two wings of the same damn sick bird.
Yeah.
Because it causes you, because of your concern, like a lot of these people with social media, like Douglas Ducati's of the world, I hate to say it, but, you know, if he says something that's just strictly critical thinking and it's anti-Trump, he's going to get attacked by his own people. And that's what they do. They will attack you. They'll name call you. They'll ban you. They'll shun you. And people who do media tend to like the limelight a little bit. That's part of why they do it. Me, I'm the exact opposite. I don't give a damn. I don't care if you don't like what I have to say. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. That's why I'm never going to have like a major big show. I don't care, because I will be that one dude 100 years from now. And you say, hey, you remember that dude said that all this was going to happen? And man, we should listen to that.
Yep.
That's going to be me. I'm not going to capitulate. I don't care if I lose listeners. I don't care if it upsets people. I'm not here to make you happy. I'm telling you right now, Trump and Biden, really? Mr. Pet my leg hairs, children pet my leg hairs because it pops back up again. I love children on my lap.
Creepy Joe.
The biggest Bolshevik in the White House, the biggest redistribution of wealth scheme to corporations, and not just corporations. While he was backing us out of that communist WHO, what did he commit to? You guys know?
Gabby.
Gabby. Guess, baby.
Wow! Boy, isn't he... But I tell you, that's 8D chess. Oh, give me a break.
And the United Kingdom is right in tow.
Yep, they've done the same. They just backed one of Bill Gates' companies for their vaccine of choice. So, you know, no matter how you swing this again, it's going to be really difficult to get any vaccine that's 100% independent from the clutches of Bill Gates. It's just, yeah.
Good luck.
Yep.
Thanks for having us, folks. Thanks for having us, folks. Well, thanks so much.
Coming back. We are. It's just this hour that's... Oh, that's it! Really? I thought he was... I had the New World Order quote ready to go, man. Oh, well. See you later, guys. Now, thank you very much for jumping in there. Thank you. That was... I think it was a good show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. I think that was good. We need 2 hours. Really.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.